Hey everybody, it's your girl Debbie Ann Shaw, and this is Artist Hustle Podcast. Thanks again for listening in. Please follow me on social media at Artist Hustle, or check out our website artisthustle.com for more great information on how to market and brand yourselves. Today's question is, if your life was a movie, what would be the title? So go ahead and give me a call and let me know what the title of your life would be. Hey everybody, it's your girl Debbie Ann Shaw, and this is Artist Hustle Podcast. Thanks again for listening. Today's topic is 5 excuses that are stopping you from reaching your potential. The first excuse is, it's not the right time. Do you have something like a goal or a dream that keeps getting thrown away or pushed back because of life situations or circumstances? Whether you have kids, if you take care of your parents, you work a full-time job, it's all circumstances that is taxing of your time and energy. But the truth is, there is never going to be a perfect time to make a change, whether it's starting a business, going back to school, committed to being healthy. It doesn't matter. Instead of waiting for the perfect time, which probably will never come, commit to starting now. It will require hard work and sacrifice, but no one ever said it would be easy pursuing your dreams. The second excuse is, I'm too busy. This is an excuse that is very similar to, it's not the right time. Whether you take care of your kids at home, you're a business owner, you're an employee, your time is a precious commodity. And it probably feels like it's impossible to get anything else, like an extra hour or two each day, to work on your goals. But the truth is, if you really want something bad enough, you can always make time and figure out how to fit it in your schedule. Whether that's waking up a little earlier, getting off Netflix, sacrificing your lunch hour, whatever you have to do, there is almost always a way to make a little extra time to work at your dreams. The third excuse is, I've already tried it before and I failed. Now, this is hard to overcome because if you've ever tried it, whether it's starting a business, losing weight, a job, whatever it is, it can feel pointless to try again. But instead of using your past failures to get you down, use them as lessons for what not to do this time around. So take some time to figure out what went wrong the last time. Maybe you didn't commit enough time. Maybe you didn't ask for the help you needed. Whatever it is, figure it out. Take the steps to do it differently this time go around. The fourth excuse is, I don't have the skills or the education that I need. Now, this may have been true maybe about 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, but at this point, there are so many trainings, courses available online that anybody can train without even leaving their home. And there are so many great websites, whether free, paid, whatever. You can learn anything from programming to marketing to flower arrangements to learning how to play guitar. It doesn't matter for any budget that you have. So if you want to go back to school for your bachelor's or even get a master's degree, whatever you want to do, whether it's academic or not, many, many places will offer you programs entirely online. The fifth excuse is, I don't have enough money. Reaching your potential does not have to cost you your arm or your leg. There's always ways you can cut costs and bootstrap if you know where to look, whether it's online courses, if it's free different mentorships around your city or your neighborhood. Find places where it doesn't cost you a lot of money, or it could be free, and go put in the work. If you are not sure about it, like I said before, go ask people. You can even crowdfund. There's so many different ways to get money. Money should not be a reason or an excuse to not do what you're supposed to do. There may have come a time where you need money in the beginning, but your passion and your drive should be enough to get started. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks again for listening to the Artist Hustle Podcast. Please call in and let me know your thoughts. Have you ever had an excuse that stopped you from reaching your full potential, whether in the past or even right now? And what did you do about it? Let me know, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Miss Hustle, Corey checking in. Yeah, just got your question. Another great one. Going back over my life, what would the name of my life movie would be? I would say more likely A Beautiful Disaster. To be honest with you. Because the reason for the title is that, you know, without trials and tribulations, there would not be anything worth having. So The Beautiful Disaster is just the beautiful things, beautiful lesson that I've been taught throughout this long and drawn out movie. But I'm pretty sure it's going to have a beautiful end of it. But in the time, it has been somewhat of a disaster. So peace.
Hey, Corey, or should I call you The Beautiful Disaster? Thanks again for calling in on today's topic about what your life story would be if it was a movie. That is very interesting. I like the title because life is very unpredictable and there's no perfect ending or perfect story. So I think that would be really, really interesting to watch. I'm just curious, do you think it would be a horror story? Maybe more of a mystery, or probably a mix of everything, right? Thanks again for always supporting the Artist Hustle Podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
How you doing today, Ms. Shaw? My name is Dirt Jones. And you put up two amazing questions. I'm going to try to answer them both as fast as I can. One, if my life was a movie, the title would have to be Step by Step. One, because it was an amazing 90s sitcom. Don't sleep on it. Two, it reminds me, you know, life is about who makes it there, not who makes it the fastest. The second question is excuses. I'm a slave to my excuses. And the excuse that I have now is inspiration. Yeah, I said that right. Inspiration, man. You put up amazing content on a day-to-day on Anchor, and it inspires me to do the same. But I don't have the cojones enough to actually put it on. And I think my voice is too damn soft. Dirt out. Thank you.
Hey, Dirt Jones. Thanks for listening into the podcast. I really appreciate it. Step by Step was a good 90s show. Thank you so much for answering the question, and I appreciate the support for my channel. And I do hope that I have motivated you to go ahead and do your own podcast. And I will definitely be listening out for your episodes. Thanks again.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.